Hundreds of business owners are fighting for survival as insurers refuse to compensate businesses for losses triggered by the lockdown instated by the government in a bid to lower the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. But South Africa's financial services regulator has put its foot down. It says the lockdown cannot be used by any insurer as grounds to reject a claim. FSCA's Makhompi Rapasa joins us now with more of the detail. Thanks so much, Makhompi, for your time this evening. So bottom line here, you're saying that some insurers are deliberately avoiding paying business interruption claims, right?
Correct, Alicia.
Let's take a look at some of the detail. Is there any merit in the argument that no grounds exist for them to be held liable because business disruption was triggered by a government-induced lockdown? Because surely if you go down the line of that reasoning, lockdown has come about as a result of COVID.
Yeah, so Alicia, what has happened here, I think, just to start, if you may allow me, I think there was a misunderstanding, misinterpretation of the communication that we issued earlier, where we said that we could not find evidence that the lockdown could be the trigger for a valid BI claim. And by that, we didn't mean that we didn't intend to create a situation where claims that arose before the 27th of March will not necessarily be paid. Our view as the FSCA has always been that the coronavirus entered the country and spread throughout the various parts of the country before the national lockdown was imposed. So the FSCA's view is that if there is a BI claim, whether that claim arose before the 27th of March or during the lockdown or after the lockdown, if all the requirements of a policy are met by the policyholder, then that claim must be paid. An insurer cannot use the lockdown as a ground for not paying a claim. In other words, an insurer cannot say this claim arose before the 27th of March and therefore cannot be a valid claim solely on that basis.
Okay, so that's the position that bulk of the insurance industry is opposing right now, Makhompi. What action is the FSCA pursuing at this point? Because there has been some reports of you engaging with insurers on the issue right now, and one wonders whether you're getting any sense that they are willing to bend.
Well, Alicia, yes, it's a good question. So we are continuing to engage with insurance companies. If you look at the communication that we have issued, we have got the power to direct insurance companies to pay the claims that we believe that are valid. But as I have indicated, I think that is a lengthy process because it can be, the directive can be challenged by insurance companies before what we call the Financial Services Tribunal, the matter ending up in court. So that will take a long period. It's not in the interest of any policyholder. Mm-hmm. Hence, the FSCA has indicated that it will make sure that it takes measures to ensure that these claims are paid as soon as possible. And if there is going to be litigation, then it's not a protracted litigation which will not be in the interest of policyholders. So we are continuing to engage with insurance companies on this issue. And then I think issuing a directive, it will really be when insurance companies, when there is no any other alternative, and then the FSCA then is now forced to direct insurance companies to pay. But at the moment, we are continuing with our engagements with the insurance industry.
If you do get buy-in, what could this potentially cost the industry? Could this cripple the insurance sector itself, or are the right and adequate buffers in place to, kind of withstand the pressure over such a prolonged period?
Yeah, Alicia, so insurance companies, and to avoid sounding very technical to a layperson here, mm-hmm. So insurance companies will have arrangements with what we call reinsurers.
Yeah.
So whether this will really result in insurance companies really failing will also depend on whether reinsurers will really come on board. So most of these insurers providing this business interruption cover have got a reinsurance cover. So at the moment, we have got the Prudential Authority, which is a regulator that is looking at the prudential aspect of insurance. So it is already assessing the exposure of various insurance companies on this to see the extent of the impact when insurance companies have to pay this business interruption claims. So it is a continuing engagement and assessment that is done by the Prudential Authority as to what will be the prudential impact on insurance companies.
Of course, what a tussle like this does, Makhompi, is inevitably break down the confidence and trust in insurance and that sector. What impact do you see this having on individuals and businesses taking out insurance cover down the line, where insurance, like it or not, has always been a grudge purchase?
Yeah, look, Alicia, it's a good point that you are raising, and it's the concern that as the FSCA we have indicated to say in our statement to say we are concerned about this really breaking confidence and trust in the insurance industry. And while we understand that insurance companies are relying on the policy weddings that they have with policyholders, but we believe that they must ensure that policyholders are treated fairly in terms of the TCF principle. So we are really concerned about this. This has to be managed properly to ensure that there is no reputational risk on the insurance industry as a whole.
Well, talking about reputation, some are getting built up, some broken down. Santam has refused to pay out for business interruption, while OUTsurance has been honouring the claims that they've been receiving from businesses. How do you see this shifting the playing field ultimately, that entire competitive landscape?
Yes. So I think when it comes to the stance that has been adopted by OUTsurance and the one that has been adopted by other insurance, Alicia, I think it's very important to bear in mind that the policy weddings of these insurance companies are not exactly identical.
Okay.
OUTsurance, for example, on the policy wedding that they have, they believe that they should be paying those claims. Perhaps for other insurance companies, they believe that on the weddings that they have, they should not be paying those claims. But as the FSCA, we have looked at the various policy weddings, Alicia, and in the previous communication that we issued earlier in June this year, we did indicate that there are six categories where we believe that out of those six, in respect of the three categories, insurance companies should be paying those business interruption claims, all insurance companies offering this BI cover. So there may be well be inconsistencies, but I think the bottom line is that it will depend on the policy wording of each insurer with the policyholder.
Let's leave it there, Makhompi. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Makhompi Rapasa, who's head of Insurers and Retirement Funds Administrators Supervision at the FSCA.